Then we have the first two calls to salvation, and then the last two calls that we have here are to service. Will you notice verse 8? I'm reading now, 1 Samuel 3:8. And the Lord called Samuel again the third time, and he arose and went to Eli and said, Here am I, for thou didst call me. And Eli perceived that the Lord had called the child, a young man. Therefore Eli said unto Samuel, Go lie down, and it shall be, if he call thee, that thou shalt say, Speak, Lord, for thy servant hear it. So Samuel went and lay down in his place. And this is the third call, now the fourth. And the Lord came and stood and called as at other times, Samuel, Samuel. Then Samuel answered, Speak, for thy servant hear it. And you remember that this is the way the Lord called Saul of Tarsus. He called him to salvation. Who art thou, Lord? He says, I'm Jesus. Rise, stand on thy feet. It's hard for thee to kick against the pricks. And God had called them to salvation and service at the same time. But God had called him. Proverbs says in Proverbs 29:1, He that being often reproved and hardeneth his neck shall suddenly be destroyed, and that without remedy. Now, I do not believe you can commit an unpardonable sin, that you do something today, you couldn't come to God and be forgiven tomorrow. But does God withdraw his grace? Well, no, never will he do that. But men can resist and rebel and reject, and their conscience becomes seared with a hot iron. And like Cain or Balaam or Samson or Korah or Ahab, all of these can reach a day when they can turn their back against God. Felix said, I'll hear you at some convenient time. And King Agrippa replied, And almost thou makest me a Christian. And Paul says, King Agrippa, not almost, but altogether. Christ saved one thief that men need not despair, but he only saved one, but that men need not presume. And now God speaks to this man, and the Lord said to Samuel, Behold, I'll do a thing in Israel, at which both the ears of everyone that heareth it shall tingle. In that day I will perform against Eli all things which I have spoken concerning his house. When I begin, I'll also make an end. God says when he says something, it's the same as done. And we have in the Old Testament what has been called a prophetic tense. It's a past tense, but it speaks of the future. God speaks of things that have not yet happened as if they've already happened. And when he says they're going to happen, they're going to happen. Now, as we saw last time when we entered chapter 3, we are told that all Israel, from Dan even to Beersheba, knew that Samuel was established to be a prophet of the Lord. Now, this boy, Samuel, is loyal to Eli to the very end. He didn't attempt to undermine him. He went to him and told him everything that God had said to him. And I want to say this, that in God's service today, if you're under some other man, you be loyal to him. Don't tell me you can be loyal to Christ and be disloyal to God's man that is above you. Oh, how that's needed today. And I wish that were taught more in our seminaries instead of teaching some of the things that, very frankly, just don't seem to be getting us anywhere. Now, verse 21, And the Lord appeared again in Shiloh, for the Lord revealed himself to Samuel in Shiloh by the word of the Lord. How did God reveal himself? By his word. And God today is not revealing himself, but God today is illuminating by his Spirit the page of Scripture that you and I can come to know him, to know the Lord Jesus, and to know God, and this is life eternal.